Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life with best-selling author and coach Kathy Williams, a show to help you tap into the support of the universe and access the abundance that's available in every area of your life. Listen in for conversations and tools to create more ease, joy, and possibility with family, relationships, business, and living. Kathy's joyful perspective will help you tap into your own wisdom and create a life of presence and abundance your way. Listen live on Thursdays at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific, or anytime on iTunes or at IOM FM.
Welcome to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. This is Kathy Williams, and I'm here today with Sophie Michelle. We're going to have a conversation about using every situation to create something greater. So welcome to the show, Sophie. I'm excited
to have
this conversation. Hi.
You too. I don't think you could have chosen the most perfect topic than this one.
Yay. Yeah, it's like when everyone around us is in drama or fear, it's like, how can you even use that to create something greater? So lots of changes going on in the world right now. And it's like a cosmic reset. And how can we all use this to create a better future? You know, I was just talking with our producer, saying that I think the whales really love that people are not out on the water as much.
Oh my gosh, that must be amazing.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we're allowed to go take walks and even swim and stuff like that, surf, but there are not the boats that are usually out on the Pacific Ocean where I live on Maui. So the whales are just having like such a party out there.
Wow, that must be amazing. You need to make a video and post it. I want to see that.
There we go. Okay, yeah, I'll go spend some time down there and post it all for you on my radio page. So I did not introduce Sophie. She is my monthly co-host and an awesome speaker and bringer of possibilities. You can find out more about her coaching and things like that, speaking, all the things at, is it SophieMichelle.com? Is that your best website? I know you have several different ones.
Yeah, actually, Sophie Michelle is only for speaking. So if you want all of it, it's Sophie Michelle Mihalko, MIHALKO.com. So
perfect.
Add the last name. Yeah.
Okay. And you can always find me at meetcathywilliams.com. I love to hear from all of you, you know, your show ideas, your questions about shows. And of course, wherever these shows are posted on YouTube and SoundCloud and all the places. Well, I'm not sure so much about Spotify, but a lot of places give you a spot to comment too. So you're welcome to do that there.
Nice.
Cool. Yay. Yes. So, you know, I was looking at this topic and when I was sending an email to my list last week, my assistant put in, listen to the next radio show here. And I was like, no, we need to give a title. We need to give them what the show is going to be about. And when I said, it's using every situation to create something greater. Because I think a lot of times we forget that that's a possibility and that that's available no matter what.
And
I see you nodding.
So right now everybody is taking things online, right? Because we are not allowed to go do things face to face. So everybody's taking things online, but that does not mean it's always going to be the case. So sometimes the internet is going to be down and then you're going to have to bring things face to face, right? So I don't think it's about whether this is the right way or this one is the right way. It's really about adapting. And really using, like you say, using every situation to your advantage and not just, okay, now we all have to do this. No, not necessarily.
Well, and what I love about you, what you just said, adaptability. It's like that that ability to just be with things and be like, okay, how can I use this? And no conclusions. No, oh, well, you know, now for the next 10 years, I have to keep everything online. It's like, no, let me dance with what is and what's showing up and the new, quote, rules or guidelines or whatever it is. And, you know, I was coaching someone this morning and she said, I have the storage to clean out right now. And but people aren't buying things, Kathy. And I said, oh, really? Like, what if that's not actually the case? I mean, it could be true, but what if that's not actually the case? What about the woman who's been cooped up with her boyfriend for all these weeks and realized was like, no, I can't do this. I need my own place. Maybe she wants to buy your stuff. Right? Yeah. Or there are so many people who are who work online and who have not been impacted, who may, you know, want to buy your stuff. So let's not conclude that people aren't buying right now.
Absolutely. And if you conclude that, that's going to be your reality. But if you are wondering who could buy this, who may want to buy this, then you're going to find those people. It's really, what are you looking at? What have you decided is real for you?
Exactly. Exactly. And it's interesting as I looked at her situation and her whole storage that she wants to empty out and sell. I thought about a love seat of my own that I'm like, oh, I so do not want this anymore. It's really time for it to go. And then asking the item, like to pull in the buyer, right? Who would love this item and who would the item love to belong to?
Yeah.
And what are the greater possibilities with that?
Oh. Absolutely. I sold an elliptical machine yesterday. See, somebody bought
Perfect.
My elliptical machine.
Yay! That's a great time to exercise on your own.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, man, this is so adapting means always looking at what is first. Like, you cannot adapt to something unless you know what you're adapting to, right? So
True.
You have to really look at that. So right now, like, I could say, oh, you know, I'm just, like, keeping myself together while this is going on. And then as soon as this is over, then I'll go back to normal. Trust me, there will not be a going back to normal. I don't think that any of us are going to go back to how things were before. I mean, even in China now, they're saying everybody has to get their temperature tested. So everywhere they go, there is a little device that tests their temperature, right? So it's going to be different. I don't know who's going to do this, but it's going to be very different. Don't expect things to go back to normal. There is no more normal.
Well, even suggesting we could go back to, it's like going to the old instead of what are we creating, right? Mm-hmm. What possibilities are we creating that's going to create more sustainability, more economic freedom and resiliency for every country and for the planet? If we all acknowledge that that's a possibility, we can create that as true.
Yes, absolutely. And also, I love that we're keeping the word possibility, because I just want to warn people, there are some people out there who are desperately trying to predict what the future is going to be like. I would say be very wary of people who think they know what it's going to be like in 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months from now. I would, like, there is possibility that something may be this way or that way. Absolutely. But nobody knows how it's going to be. Nobody knows how people are going to behave, what they're going to want. I have suspicions for sure. I think there's going to be a lot of people going back to essentials more than ever. But it's not, don't think you already know how it's going to be, right? Like, I am really impressed with, for instance, TikTok. was for teenagers for the longest time. Do you know how many people our age and older are now on TikTok? It's crazy. Because it's fun. And during confinement,
you all know what TikTok is?
Well, I hope they all know what TikTok is. It's an app.
They might not. If they have no kids, they may not know what TikTok is.
That's true. T-I-K-T-O-K. We both have kids. It's an app on your phone, and I recommend to anybody who's bored and who has some time to waste, because you will definitely waste some time, go and watch the less than 1 minute long videos on TikTok. It's fascinating to see the creativity, to see the range of emotions that people are going through. There's some cute stuff, there's some funny stuff, there's some emotional stuff. Even me as a Christian, I find some Christian material. I mean, it's everything is on there, everything. So I strongly recommend that you go check it out, absolutely.
Only if you have time to kill.
Well, if I hear some people do. I mean, you and I, we've been working from home for a while, so it's not like things are really changing for us. But the people that are not used to being at home and feel like they have some time available, then go for it. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really interesting. You know, I learned yesterday or the day before, that my children will be home through April 30th, you know, and this is quite a big change, you know, and was it Tuesday? See, my husband and I are co-parenting, so he gets the kids for 6 days, and then I have them for 8 days, and him six, and me eight. So Tuesday they came home after having been with him for about a week. And, you know, this is the first day of like the non-spring break.
Yeah.
And, you know, here we are just kind of like, okay, what kind of things can we do together? And friends are not wanting to come over, you know, just with quarantining and things like that. And it's like, okay, so I came up with this game. And I said, this game is about tactile awareness. It's about trusting yourself and your intuition and also a little bit of skill. So the game I created was the child is blindfolded or has their eyes closed, which doesn't work in my house, so we blindfold them. And give them a coin, any coin, nickel, quarter, dime, whatever. Okay. And their job is to figure out what coin it is. Once they do that, if they get it accurately, then they can toss it into a box. And if they get it, we were giving two tries initially to get it in the box. If they get it in the box, then they get to keep that coin.
Wow.
All right. So it was a fun game for about 10 minutes. And then after that, they just like wrapping the bandana around the other kids' arms, and like, you know, it went out of control. So I was like, wait, guys, you know, I'm giving you a game in which you can make money, and it's not that hard. And so they that kind of reined them in. But it's like, what kind of creativity can we have and tap into as we're cooped up together? And even that attitude of we're cooped up and this is a forced thing, it's like, you know, how much choice do we actually have in this, right?
Yeah.
I have the choice to not stay home. I have the choice to take them to the grocery store or to go on a walk or go to the beach or go to, you know, like, I think when we've decided I don't have a choice.
Yeah.
Then we feel resentment or some sort of like frustration, at least I do. And I realize, no, it's a choice, and there's a lot of flexibility within this choice.
Yeah.
Something opens up. Yeah. So, and I hear that you have something to say on that as well.
Well, I mean, the master in that topic is Viktor Frankl, who was in the Nazi camp. And how he felt he found a way to have choice even while in the Nazi camps, right? So if you're healthy, if you have food, if you have a roof over your head, if you have your family with you, then you're blessed. And when you start from that place of being blessed and being grateful, creativity stems a lot more easily than if you think, oh, poor me. Oh my gosh, I can't do this, I can't do that, right? That's a really problematic way of thinking. So I was, I was in a meeting and people kept saying Corona crisis, Corona crisis. And I was like, can we change that word? Like, I don't want to be in a Corona crisis. Okay, so I changed it to something that was relevant to the meeting, but you could just say the Corona situation. That's it. It's a situation. Yeah. It's not necessarily a crisis. Now, yeah. Is this having an effect on the world? Yes, absolutely. Are there people in pain and dying and suffering? Yes, I have a client who has coronavirus right now. And so when we do sessions, I know she has a hard time breathing and all of it. I get it. It is not fun. By the way, I think I had coronavirus about a month ago. So I know exactly what people are thinking and going through. And this is not a pleasant situation at all. And it's not fun. But if you focus on that, then good luck. Good luck with actually getting out of it. So, for instance, I had given myself some targets for, this time around. And I'm having a really challenging time following up on the things that I want to do, that I want to change, because I keep getting pulled into what's happening and, things that are showing up. And it would be really easy to judge myself or be like, oh, my gosh, look, I didn't do what I said, or I didn't do this, or I didn't do that, or this or that. But it doesn't work. And I'm looking at companies that are delaying payments right now. So I had a big payment to make that I couldn't make. So I called the company and I was like, okay, here's the situation. They're like, okay, how much can you pay now? And call us in a month and tell us when you can pay the rest. And it was so cool. Nobody was stressed. They were fine. They understood. Everybody's in the same situation. They're like, yep, we get it. No problem. No penalty. I was like, cool, that's awesome. That's how we all should be. I have clients who are on a monthly basis who right now cannot pay. Do we stop coaching? Yeah. No, we don't stop coaching. But do I delay payments? Absolutely, I'm going to delay payments, right? Like,
yeah.
There's so much we can do to adapt. But if you are like this, good luck. Good luck in being creative.
Yeah, that makes me think of, I know we're going to go to break in a second, Stephen Bowman's quote that is, every problem is a possibility with a judgment attached. So we've judged that it's a problem instead of like, yeah. What is the possibility here?
Absolutely.
So thank you so much for listening to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. We will be back in just a moment.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sexy Mom Abundant Life. I'm so grateful you're here. As a listener, you can pop over to meetkathywilliams.com and get 20% off any item in the shop, including videos, energy pulls, even private sessions, by entering the code SMRadio. Also at meetkathywilliams.com, you can download a free Create Your Life exercise and join me for online classes and Hawaii retreats. And if you're stuck, helping you get unstuck is my specialty. I'd love to work with you one-on-one.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life. This is your host, Kathy Williams, and I'm having a conversation today with Sophie Michelle. We are talking about using every situation to create something greater by not going into that problem thinking, right? Einstein says you can't, what? I forgot the whole thing now. You can't solve a problem from the same level of thinking that created it. And,
yeah.
Which is totally true. It's like being in the mud and looking at the mud and wanting to get out of the mud, but you're not looking at, you know, the way out or what's beyond the mud. You're just looking at the mud. Doesn't mm-hmm. work that way. So, go ahead.
Well, I'm actually developing a whole lot of material right now to help people implement change in their life. And the first thing I realized is a lot of people are not aware of how their relationship with change. They're not aware of whether they are okay with change, they want change, they like change, or they really don't like it. Like, I thought I liked change. And then I had some roommates in September, and I realized that I was getting into silly fights with my roommates. And I realized, oh, I actually don't like change. Change is not my favorite thing at all.
But, really?
So it takes awareness. I know, right? It takes awareness.
Now, I have a question. Is that in certain situations, like around your home, you don't like change? Or what? I mean, would you qualify that in any way? Or you just feel that you really don't like change?
So it's very funny. I am very good at dealing with change when it's like my whole life is changing, I'm moving, all of that. Like, I'm like your number one person for that. But the little things, like the daily stuff that, you know, if you change my routine, if you try to change my coffee, if you try to change, you know, what time I wake up, oh my goodness, no, those things are not good, right? So it's like, I can deal with the big stuff, but not the small stuff.
Isn't that funny? But, you know, I think some of that, it just allows us to function so much better. If we have our routine, like I get up at this time and I have my coffee and I do some writing and I don't even have to think about that. You know,
yeah.
That just like is the flow of the day. And then I have the stuff that can be all over the place, flexible, you know, malleable, stuff like that. But like for me, it actually helps to have a routine, like just a little routine. That way
yeah.
I don't have to think, oh, am I going to eat breakfast right now? Or am I going to, you know, it's just like, yeah, this is the way my day flows.
Exactly. Exactly. So being aware of how we handle change, it's going to be the first step to actually adapting to a new situation, because that's by definition, that's change. So if you want to look and create something great out of a new situation, first look at, are you trying to control things or are you going with the flow? you know?
Yeah.
It's important.
Yeah.
It's important.
Well, yeah, it is. It's really interesting to see, like, how much we do want to control things, or even not want to control things, but resist things, right? I'm not wanting to control that my kids are in school or out of school, but I did have some resistance, like, April 30th is a long time, you know, versus just observing what's arising in me, because that is what's arising in me.
Exactly. Observe first. Yes.
And being like, okay, cool. What now? How can we all use this time to grow together, to have fun, to, like, name what we desire out of this, what I desire out of this. I desire more togetherness with them. I desire to be engaged in their learning and also have time for me to do my own thing, because that's really important to me. I desire to have time with them and time apart from them. I desire to move our bodies, all of us, not just me, not just them. I desire, you know, I mean, a couple things that arose are my dad bought one of my sons these art and science kits for Christmas last year, actually. And the thing is, he said, Kathy, sign them up. So I had signed them up using my credit card, and then he reimbursed me. But the thing is, I didn't realize it was an auto ship type thing. So then we were sent box after box.
Oh my God.
I had to email them and be like, whoa, hold up. We don't, you know, need to be on auto ship for this. So anyway, we have these boxes of art and science things. And so I got them. I got like five of them out and lined them up. And like each day we get to pick one of these to do. And
nice.
And so that, and we have a gardening kit, and I'd love to start a garden with the kids. And so it's like life is a little different right now. That's not wrong and bad. It's just like, okay, how can we all thrive during this time together? And that's going to take, the word you used was adaptability.
Yes. So I also want to say, I love everything you just mentioned. And I also want to say, it's okay to have a freak out moment. And don't give yourself permission to be like, 2 months, my kids in my house is going to be crazy. Because that's what happened for us. It's until May 5th that they're saying we're going to have the kids until May 5th. And now they're saying it could be until back to school next year. So we'll see where that goes. But having a freaking moment is kind of critical. If you need to not be happy about the situation, if you need to be upset, if you need to be sad, if you need to be angry, give yourself permission to be those things. Because if you don't, it's going to eat you up inside, because you will feel like you can't be yourself. So
thank you. I think that's really
important.
Take
a big breath.
Yeah.
Take a big breath.
Yeah.
And just let it out, man. I did. I had my little cry yesterday, and you know, and if you can call a friend, you can call a coach, you can, you know, I mean, just take advantage of that to really be honest with yourself, vulnerable with yourself, and know what's going on. So that was number one for me. I just want to give permission to people. It's okay. And then the second thing is, before, I mean, like, everything Cassie mentioned is amazing. And I, especially with young kids, you're going to want to, like, find those things that maybe you put aside in a closet that you didn't think about doing, and now it's time to do them. So that's cool. I have teenagers, so actually when I try to get them to do an activity, it's more like, nah, man. Like, no, they just prefer watching TikTok. So, no.
TikTok again.
What I realized is what I ask myself is, what is it that I want out of this time, right? Like, what do I want? And what I want is to build a strong relationship with them. So if me saying we're going to do a board game when they don't want to do a board game is going to cause this roll of the eyes, that's not going to create a strong relationship. But me just sitting with them while they're watching TV or they're doing something, or one of them, she loves to sing, so listening to her sing, watching her dance, whatever, if that's what's going to create a greater bond, then I'm going to do that, right? So not everybody is going to be in the same situation. And I think it's important to that you ask yourself, what do you want to get out of this moment, right?
Yeah.
And it may not be a lose 5 pounds. I mean, some psychologists have gone online to say, don't try to lose pounds during this time, because you're already under so much stress, you're just putting more stress on your body. So it may not be the time to actually lose the weight or make a major change in your life. It may be the time to simply be with yourself, reconnect, write, draw, paint, play music, dance, be silly, you know? That's what you want to look at.
I love that. Like not being too ambitious during this,
yeah,
this time. It's sort of like me at Christmas time. I was like, oh, I get 3 weeks off, so therefore I'm going to do all of this. And by the end of that 10 minutes that I listed it out, I was super stressed. I was like, oh,
exactly,
my God. Like this huge pile on my shoulders of things I think I'm going to accomplish in 3 weeks. And I did like two of the things by the end of that,
yeah,
3 weeks. It's like not burdening yourself. That said, a bunch of the things that Sophie just listed, dancing, art, writing, those are great stress relievers. And for me, exercise is one too. Like,
yeah,
I feel so much better when I exercise. That someone said the other day, asked the other day on Facebook, who among you are eating way more during this time? And I was like, not me, but I'm exercising a whole lot more because,
yeah,
I just feel better. So find those things that work for you. And if that's walking just quietly around your yard or around the block, or if that's turning on some music and dancing, or if that's painting, make sure you make some time to do that, to nurture,
absolutely,
you. It's like this time that the planet kind of has a forced inwardness, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like a forced yin. And you don't necessarily have to do that. Like, it's not entirely forced, but it's an opportunity. It's an invitation to go inward, to do some of those nurturing, quiet activities that maybe you haven't been doing because you're so outward and externally focused. I think of, if you think of a yin yang, you know, like the black part and the white part, the black part is the yin part and the white part is the yang part. Well, that in our modern world, that yang part has become kind of overblown and ballooned,
yeah,
out to be so big, you know, striving and achievement and go, go, go. And now nature's kind of saying, well, guys, you know, let's come to a little bit of harmonizing of those two sides. And you may not love it initially, but but, you know, it for the long run, like creating something greater, it's good for the nervous system. It's good, like when, especially with women, when our hormones are used up to go out, it actually, you know, contributes to perimenopause and things like that. Until Indian women kind of adopted Western culture of like go out and work and strive and stuff like that, they didn't have perimenopause.
Interesting.
They didn't have that hormonal weirdness, right, of weight gain and all the things. Like, why? Because they had more of this, like, nurturing balance.
Okay, so you said about going inside, and I want to speak to everybody who is in a business or has a business right now about this. this is not a great time to launch something new for your business, but it is a great time to look at how you're doing things in your business to maybe cultivate the things that work. So if making videos works for you, make videos. If making podcasts works, make podcasts, writing, all of that. Or if usually you go in public and meet people in public, find ways. Everybody's going online. Like all the networking groups that I'm part of, they're all going online. So you can still go and meet people. It's just going to look different, but you're going to get new skills, skills you didn't have before, which is how to be noticeable by being on the Zoom. Because, you know, when they have these Zoom meetings and there's like 50 people and you're like, how do they see me? I'm like one person. Great. Find a way for them to see you. Say something smart or funny or whatever, or wear a blue wig. I mean, honestly, like, it doesn't matter what it is you do, you're going to gain a new skill. Kathy probably knows this, but when you make a video, you cannot be the same energy that you be when you don't make a video, because on camera, you have to be at least 5 or 6 times bigger than in normal life. When I make my videos, it sounds like I'm screaming, and when you watch the video, it doesn't sound like I'm screaming. But if you were behind the camera with me, you would feel like, why is she talking so loud? Because I have to make it bigger. I have to be bigger. Otherwise, you won't pay attention to the video. So there are so many skills that you can do and learn and grab on. And that's all internal work. Like how do you want to present yourself or your products or services to the world? But don't launch something new because you do not know what the world is going to look like in a month from now, I'm telling you.
Well, you know, and it's an interesting time to examine, like, what have I been putting off, right? What have I been putting off just for me? I have to recertify for my yoga therapist certification. I have to do CEUs and stuff like that. So I just took the ethics quiz and I, you know, things that are a little bit like, I'll do that later. It's an ethics quiz, right? And then I enrolled in a training for CEUs and stuff like that, and I've been doing it. It's just, you know, it's like, what loose ends can I clean up right now? Where could I clean out a closet? Or, like, I'm looking at this little folder I have that's kind of like papers are sticking out of it. I'm like, yeah. That. Right? And it can kind of go on to a list, and then what is popping today? What's inviting me? What's the universe inviting me to choose today? And then you get to choose that and feel a sense of accomplishment. Like, oh, the other thing is going to come back after break.
After the break.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Hey everyone. Thanks for listening to Sexy Mom Abundant Life. I'm so grateful you're here. As a listener, you can pop over to meetkathywilliams.com and get 20% off any item in the shop, including videos, energy pulls, even private sessions, by entering the code SMRadio. Also at meetkathywilliams.com, you can download a free Create Your Life exercise and join me for online classes and Hawaii retreats. And if you're stuck, helping you get unstuck is my specialty. I'd love to work with you one-on-one.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Sexy Mom Abundant Life, everyone. This is Kathy Williams, and I love to hear from you guys. I love to hear your show ideas and, you know, what questions you have about life, about the shows, and also just ideas for classes and things like that. I just did a Ho'oponopono class, which is a forgiveness technique. And it was so funny because going into it, I was like, okay, I have all this information. I have all these, you know, tools and meditations and stuff like that. Where are we going to go with this? And it's always the people who come, the people who listen, you know, who like inform what we're going to do. And I had this one lady emailed me after. She said, I did fall asleep during one of the meditations, but that meditation also brought so much change to my relationship with my daughter. It used to be that when we would go to the beach, we would fight, and we went and we didn't fight. And, you know, I've been using that one technique with so many different people in my life to create freedom. So we had so much fun in that Ho'oponopono class that I'm going to be giving another one on Friday. And you're welcome to join, learn different ways to create freedom around relationships, which is interesting because I think that's where we're going to go in just a moment. So you can find out more about Ho'oponopono and also about online bar and yoga classes at meetkathywilliams.com/upcoming. So meet, like, hi, Kathy with a K, and williams.com/upcoming. So we're talking a little bit about, like, things to check off your list, Sophie, and then we went right to break. It was like, hold that thought, Sophie. So
first of all, Cassie is awesome. So go and take her classes and do her sessions and all that. Go for it. Okay.
Cool.
So the next thing is when you were talking about tightening loose ends. My goodness, tightening loose ends. The other thing is, so I have several businesses. In one of my businesses, when coronavirus started, I was in the midst of a huge marketing campaign. Like I'm talking, speaking to 30 potential clients every day. So it really took me by surprise and kind of like hit me in the stomach. But I have a coach who's helping me with this, and he's been telling me, do not stop contacting this client. But obviously, so these people are running live events. So obviously what they're running is no longer being presented right now. It's not in place, and they don't know when it's going to be back on. So it's kind of strange to be selling my services to these live events when we don't know when or if it's going to happen, right? However, he says, you know, he says, be there, build a relationship with these people, because there are very few people, because of the nature of the business, and therefore these events may not be happening. Very few people are contacting them. So this is a perfect time for you to be contacting them and develop relationships with them. So when they're ready to have their event, they're going to think about you.
And I How can you use everything to create something greater?
Yeah, exactly. So that's the other thing is use this time to develop relationships, either with the people that are already in your life, so continue growing those relationships, or even people that are not in your life right now and that you like to. Okay, I have a funny story for you, but one of the ways to use this time is who would you like to be speaking to right now? Who would you like to be in a business relationship or other ways right now? Because this is the time. This is the time to do it. Now, I had a very funny thought. So this is not for everybody, but because I became Christian, I have a lot of friends who think that, you should not have sex before marriage. So sex should only be between a husband and a wife. Whether I believe this or not is not the point here, but I do have friends who think like this. And obviously right now, I'm not going to go meet people that I have not met before. So I'm not going to go to a bar. I'm not going to go on a date with somebody that I have never met before. Actually, I'm not going to go on dates, period. So this whole possibility of having sexual relationships is actually gone right now, which is fascinating because it is time for people to develop the skill to flirt without the sex involved. And it creates it's like a whole other ballgame when you know that in this like week or 2 weeks, you are not going to have sex with these people. Trust me. That changes the whole conversation. So
yes, it does, doesn't it?
The show on Netflix, Love is Blind, I don't know if you've watched it yet or not, but I strongly recommend it because it really shows you people are thirsty and hungry for being known for who they are and not what they do and not what they look like and not what they can do for you, but simply who they are. So this is a perfect time to develop these relationships with people. And I have a feeling that if you want to thrive after all of this is done, it's going to be because of the relationships you've built during this time. So
beautiful.
That's my 2 cents on that.
You know, it's so interesting the whole online dating scene and things like that, especially now, it's like, whoa. and for me, it's kind of like, how can I reach out to people that I haven't interacted with in a while just for fun? You know, I mean, you're not having as many in-person interactions, but like, what about that friend who I finally got to talk with my best friend from 10 years ago, because she's finally home.
I've
been trying for over a year to talk with her and we finally got to connect because she's home now.
That's funny. Yeah, and then also if you know people who may not be well, like I'm an extrovert, right? I'm like, check on me. I'm not doing well. I mean, like, there are some people like us who are having a tough time emotionally because this is not our usual mode of operation, right? So think about that too.
So if you're feeling stir crazy or like, I'm just not getting enough interaction, just ask yourself, well, who else is that way? And what if I'm the person to reach out rather than waiting for people to reach out to you? Because that may or may not happen. Other thing I wanted to point out is if you are feeling stir crazy, if you are feeling like, sometimes that's just your awareness. Mm-hmm. Of everything that's in everyone else's world right now. You know, yesterday I had my moment of like, I gotta leave. Actually, that was 2 days ago. I was like, I just have to leave the house. I'm not dealing with you guys right now. I went to the beach and at the beach, all of a sudden I had this thought. I was like,
that was just my awareness of all the crazy around me. It wasn't even mine. You know, I also bought my stash of chocolate, huge stash of chocolate. For those intense moments when you just want some endorphins. But it's sort of like not every thought that's in your head, not every intensity in your world is not yours. And if you're willing to recognize that, life becomes more spacious. And it may or may help to have your chocolate stash or your Prosecco or whatever, but not to necessarily have to rely on that. Be like, no, in and of myself, I'm resilient. I've gotten through intense situations before. I survived the year 2000. I survived, 2012 when 9/11. The world would end, right? 9/11. So recognizing your resilience, your fortitude, you're going to get through this. I know people keep calling it unprecedented times. Well, so was 9/11. Well, yeah. So was the year 2000, right? And we're going to be okay. In fact, we are okay. You have your breath. You have, like, in this moment, see, when our mind is out in the future, you know, catastrophizing, worrying, predicting, right? We don't recognize that right here, right now, and safe. And if you're not safe in this moment, you don't even have time to stop and reflect on that.
Yeah.
Right. you're That's moving true. Out of the way of the bus.
Very true.
So calling your attention back to what's right in your world, what is working. Yeah. If you have, faith of any type, just faith that the universe is supported, or if it's God and, God's got this, the universe has got this, I've got this, whatever it is, right? Tapping into that and making that muscle grow.
Mm-hmm.
And as you make that muscle grow and giving attention to gratitude and what you're grateful for amidst all the chaos, right, making your gratitude muscle grow, that's going to help you in the long run.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The gratitude, humility. So for me, I go gratitude, I go humility, and then I go quiet. So you start with a lot of gratitude. You humble yourself because in the end, what you think, it's not gonna matter. and then you get quiet so that you can listen to your heart, listen to spirit, listen to everything that the universe or God wants to tell you. And then you move to the next thing in your life. But without those three steps, for me, I can't do anything. So, yeah. And I think this is a perfect time for just being quiet right now. Absolutely.
And, one of the things I like to emphasize is that whatever we're focused on, we're feeding. It's like a plant that we're watering. So if we're focused on that, on some level, all is well. My mind, my little mind, doesn't know how, like, exactly. It's all well, it's all working out, but on some level it is. Then that's what we're watering, right? Fertilizing. If we're focused on the chaos and the drama, that's what we're feeding and watering. And we're making the monster in our head grow. Okay. And then the monster in our head, we talk about that to someone else, and then their monster in their head grows. And we're freaked out because of the monsters we've developed in our head.
Yeah. Okay. Have you seen the movie Gremlins?
When I was a child, I was really afraid of using the bathroom after that because I thought the gremlins were going to come out of the toilet.
I don't know where it's available to be seen right now, but I was gonna say I have a feeling that if you can watch Gremlins, I will have to reduce. I guess it's on Amazon, but if you can watch Gremlins, I think coronavirus is exactly like the Gremlins.
Interesting.
It keeps like popping up everywhere and all of that, and we're very scared of it, and it's really, you know, damaging our lives, all of that. But there's one thing in the movie that they do to get rid of the gremlins, and that's shine the light. So yeah. If you are shining the light on your life, and if you are being the light, you will push away the coronavirus. That's my take on it.
There you go. Yeah. Positivity, tapping into your own awareness. It's always a gift. It's a gift to have you on the show as well, Sophie. Thanks so much for being here. You going to say again where people can find you?
SophieMichelleMihalko.com. SophieMichelleMihalko.com.
Yay! Okay, and you can always find me at meetkathywilliams.com and on YouTube, my favorite place to be. All right, everybody, have a great week. If you haven't already seen the show on The Greatest Immunity, you may like to pop that one into your